The podcast where we dive into the roller coaster of adulthood through a neurodiverse lens. I'm April Ratchford, your friendly occupational therapist mom, proudly on the spectrum and raising an amazing young adult son with autism. Join us as we share stories, tips, and laughs, offering a supportive space for anyone navigating life's twists and turns. Grab your drink of choice, no judgment, and let's embark on this journey together. This is Adulting with Autism. Hey guys, hey, happy Wednesday, and welcome back to Adulting with Autism. If you hear some tweets in the background, my birds are off the chain. It's springtime, and they feel like they need to be heard. So sorry. I want to ask you something. Have you ever taken all your meds, and you've done everything you can do? You're just at wit's end because you're still not sleeping well, and your anxiety is still high. You're becoming frustrated. What if I told you you may be missing a key mineral like magnesium? Yes, my friends, you can miss key elements if you're not really getting a proper diet. Let's be real. None of us do. None of us eat the amount of vegetables that we need to eat to get all the minerals and vitamins in our life. My next guest, Natalie Dorado, is the founder of Rooted, a line of therapeutic magnesium-infused moisturizers that actively calm and relax your mood. She is a sought-out thought leader and educator and speaker and has worked at the forefront of wellness for over 8 years. She's considered an expert in all things magnesium, and her mission is to spread the awareness of this powerful mineral to all who struggle to live their most vibrant lives. Join me and welcome Natalie to the podcast.
Hi, can you hear me?
I sure can. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Can't complain.
Thank you for coming on to my podcast, Adulting with Autism.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here. Just make sure my phone is muted real quick.
So give my audience a little background.
Sure.
About you and how you...
How I got into magnesium. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that long ago, probably about 8 or 9 years ago, that I really struggled with anxiety and insomnia. I had panic attacks regularly, and I was really struggling in general. And so I did everything you're supposed to do, you know? I went to the doctor, I got a bunch of blood work done, I was eating a really good, healthy, balanced diet, I was getting lots of time outside and exercising. So I was checking off all the boxes. And I still didn't feel like myself. I still felt like, you know, my anxiety was taking over me, that I really couldn't sleep. So after my doctor did all this blood work, she sat me down, she looked me straight in the face, and she says, "There's nothing wrong with you." She's like, "Your blood work is perfect." She says, "It's all in your head. You know, you can go on with your life. This is just part of your life from here on out." And I was so bittersweet because I really wanted to feel better. And being told that there's nothing else I can do was so frustrating. So I kept researching, kept learning. I stumbled upon magnesium, and literally within the first week, I went from sleeping 2 hours a night to sleeping 6 hours a night. So it was a huge growth for me. On top of that, my anxiety started going away. I didn't have as many panic attacks. And I started thinking, whoa, what is going on with this mineral? Why did I not know about magnesium? Why wasn't this discussed in my doctor's office? So I started just kind of educating people with all the research I found, and here I am now.
Wow. So magnesium can have that big of an effect on anxiety and sleep.
It was so unbelievably impactful for me. It really was unbelievably life-changing. And when I started researching and kind of getting deep into, you know, why we're not getting enough magnesium and what we can do about it, I learned that close to 70% of the population fails to get enough magnesium in their diet every single day. So this is a bigger issue than most of us know about.
Wow. So did you start taking like supplements? Is there different ways to get magnesium?
Yeah. So there are so many different ways to get magnesium. Remember, it's a mineral, not a drug. So it's part of our food. It's literally present in the fruits and vegetables that we eat. So when it comes to magnesium, you could, of course, get it from your diet. So we're talking your green leafy vegetables, your nuts and seeds, like your chia seeds and pumpkin seeds. Dark chocolate has a good amount of magnesium in it as well. But unfortunately, most of us don't eat enough of these foods to really impact the amount of magnesium that we're getting every day. So for reference, if you want to get enough magnesium from spinach, you know, spinach is a high magnesium food, you would have to eat 10 cups of raw spinach a day just to get the bare minimum amount of magnesium that you need. And I don't know about you, I love salads, but I'm not eating 10 cups of spinach a day. It's just not happening. So other ways to get magnesium is through your skin by taking Epsom salt baths or using a magnesium infused cream on your skin. Or you could always take an oral supplement like a pill or a powder in order to get enough magnesium that you need.
How much magnesium does a person need to actually be functional? And how much is it, you know, it's a deficit?
Yeah, that is a really great question. And I think this is what really kind of trips everybody up. So the RDA for magnesium, the recommended daily amount that we're supposed to be getting, is 350 to 400 milligrams a day. So that's how much, the bare minimum that we need in order to function, you know, on a regular daily basis. And most people are sorely lacking that. The problem is that if you're deficient already in magnesium, then that amount might not be enough to make up for your deficiency. It's very likely you're going to need more. So that's what people kind of get tripped up on is, am I taking enough? Do I need to take more? How much should I take? And of course, I say this with the asterisk or the fine print that you should always talk with your healthcare practitioner before starting any supplement regimen. But a good question to bring up with your healthcare practitioner is, should I take more than the RDA? Can I take more? And is that a safe amount for me?
And so, because I'll know a lot of my audience, we don't do greens. A lot of people just don't, because they're always on the go, go, go and the fast food diet here lately. Mm-hmm. So if your magnesium is super low, is there like, did you notice any triggers, like besides the anxiety and the lack of sleep?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're asking an excellent question. What does magnesium deficiency look like? You know, what are some of the symptomologies for magnesium deficiency? So we're talking anything from muscle cramping, restless legs, muscle twitching, anxiety, insomnia, chronic headaches, hormonal imbalances that don't go away on its own, thyroid imbalances, high blood pressure is also associated with low magnesium. So we're seeing all of these traits. And if you think about it, I mean, everybody I know has at least one of those issues, right?
Yeah.
And oftentimes we'll go to our practitioners and they're going to recommend all these prescription medications. But that doesn't get to the root cause of the problem, which for many of us happens to be magnesium deficiency. We find that when people start taking magnesium, they feel calmer. They sleep a little bit deeper. Those muscle cramps that are keeping them up all night are going away. Those chronic headaches start to subside. So we're seeing all these symptomologies kind of come down after people start supplementing with magnesium. And one of the things that you said was so key and so crucial. You said most of us are doing the fast food diet, right? We're so busy. We're running around town and, you know, who has time to eat these ginormous salads, right? So that is just such a huge cause of the magnesium issues that we're having, because it's really important to get enough magnesium into our diets, but it's also really important to protect the amount of magnesium that we have. So for instance, for every one molecule of sugar that we consume, it takes 54 molecules of magnesium to balance that out. So the more sugar we eat, the lower our magnesium gets. So we're seeing it kind of coming from both ends when we do eat that standard American fast food diet.
That's a lot.
I'm sorry?
I said that is a lot. Just the one sugar to 54 magnesium. Like how should people take magnesium? Because I know some are like, you should take it with food,
Yeah.
If you're going to do it oral.
Absolutely. Great question. And that's an excellent, excellent question. So when it comes, if you're going to supplement orally with magnesium, so those pills or powders, if you're going to do that, there's two things that you want to remember. The first is to always take your magnesium with your meals. Magnesium absorbs better with food, so it's easy to take with breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a snack. So that's the first thing. The second thing that you want to know about taking magnesium is to spread it out throughout the day. So if you're taking an oral supplement, you don't want to take it all at once. You want to make sure to really spread that out throughout the day so that you can give your body adequate time to absorb the magnesium. So for instance, if you're going to take 300 milligrams of magnesium a day, you might take 150 with breakfast and then 150 with dinner in the evening, so that you're giving your body plenty of time to absorb that magnesium.
Is there anything we shouldn't do? Like, I know with iron, you don't want to have caffeine on board because it just, your body won't absorb it.
Yeah, absolutely. You're bringing the questions today. I love it. These are great questions. Thank you. And they're great things to consider. So when you are supplementing with magnesium, you want to make sure to take it at least 2 hours apart from calcium and iron. So they will compete for absorption. Calcium and magnesium will fight in order to absorb in the cell. Same thing with iron. They will cancel each other out. So always make sure to give it 2 hours apart from each of those.
And so because I know a lot of the times, adults know how to take medications, but like when they're trying to give it to like high schoolers and kids, because they know a lot of kids probably don't have enough of the minerals because of the junk food we are now consuming. Is the range the same, or should everybody just kind of ask their health provider?
Yeah, great question. So you brought up a great point. Magnesium, children need magnesium too. So again, many children are eating a lot of sugar in their diets, more than they probably should. And children are incredibly active. And the more we sweat, the more we lose our magnesium. Just like oftentimes you'll see children, you know, they're playing their sports and then they'll chug a Gatorade afterwards because they need their electrolytes. Well, those electrolyte drinks simply contain potassium and sodium. They don't contain magnesium. And magnesium is one of those electrolytes that we lose so quickly when we exercise. We literally sweat it out. So our magnesium has to be replaced in children as well. Children, especially younger children, do really well with Epsom salt baths. So Epsom salt is magnesium sulfate, and you could simply throw that in the bathtub, especially with your smaller children that are still taking baths, you know, during the week. So that's a great way to do it. You could also use a magnesium cream on your children. So magnesium creams are simply moisturizers that are infused with magnesium chloride. And that's a great way to safely and effectively boost your children's magnesium levels. And of course, there's always pills. If you're talking about our high schoolers, you know, ages 12 and up, that type of thing, they can easily take a powder or a pill in order to get adequate magnesium. So ages 12 and up, they recommend 300 milligrams of magnesium. So that high school teenager age, we're looking at about 300 milligrams of magnesium a day. Of course, you want to make sure to speak with your healthcare practitioner before starting your children on any supplements.
So I know, like with vitamin D, a lot of doctors will test to see if vitamin D is low. Could you ask your healthcare practitioner to see what your magnesium levels are? Because I know at times people will confuse, oh, my vitamin D must be low because I'm irritable and tired, versus really thinking about the magnesium portion.
Of course. And it's funny that you bring up vitamin D, because vitamin D and magnesium play an incredibly important role that many people aren't aware of. So in order for your body to actively process and absorb vitamin D from an oral supplement or from orally, basically, you need magnesium in order to do that. Because when we take magnesium as a pill, we're taking it in its inactive form, and we actually need magnesium to turn it into its active form. So many times people will go to the doctor and they're like, hey, you know, your vitamin D level is low, and the doctor will prescribe like 10,000 IU of vitamin D in order to bring it up. And they get retested and their vitamin D levels have barely budged. Most times it's because they're not taking magnesium alongside of that in order to activate that vitamin D. So it's a really important thing that we do, is make sure we're always taking those two in conjunction with each other. And to the second part of your question is, you know, testing. Well, how do we know if our magnesium levels are low? Unfortunately, magnesium, about 60% of it is stored in our bones. About 40% of it is stored in our muscles, tissues, and organs, leaving less than 1% stored in our blood. And of course, when we go to the doctor, the first thing they test is they do a magnesium serum test that looks at our blood, but it's not giving us an accurate picture of what's actually happening in our body. That's why so oftentimes people will go to their doctor, they'll get their magnesium results, and they'll be like, well, my doctor said my magnesium levels are fine. I don't need to supplement. Meanwhile, they're dealing with the litany of symptoms of magnesium deficiency. And oftentimes that's the reason why. So the National Institute of Health has come out to say that there is no accurate test for magnesium deficiency as of now. That doesn't mean that'll change in the future. I'm sure with science, we'll have better ways in the future. But as of now, there really isn't an accurate way to test for magnesium deficiency. So we really have to go based off of that symptomology. So, you know, are you dealing with a hard time sleeping? Are you getting these awful cramps in the middle of the night? Are you dealing with these headaches? Is anxiety just kind of getting the best of you? If it is, you can simply supplement with magnesium. And if those symptoms go away, then you know you were simply dealing with a magnesium deficiency.
That is eye-opening because I'm always low in vitamin D just simply because I don't get enough sun in the wintertime. So I'm popping these vitamin Ds, but probably should use some magnesium to activate it.
100%. There's a second part to the vitamin D magnesium relationship that is often overlooked by our healthcare practitioners. So when you take vitamin D, it's going to allow your body to absorb calcium. So vitamin D, that's why they always say vitamin D and calcium are so good for your bones. So when you take vitamin D, it allows your body to really absorb calcium. The problem is without magnesium, then you don't know, your body doesn't know where to put that calcium. I like to describe the relationship between magnesium and calcium as magnesium is the bus driver for calcium. It'll drive it around and take it to the right bus stop, which is our bones, right? We want that calcium to go in our bones and strengthen our bones. Well, without that bus driver, calcium winds up in our kidneys causing kidney stones. It winds up in our joints causing arthritis. It winds up in our heart causing arterial sclerosis. So we need that magnesium to take that calcium and take it where it needs to go. And when you take that vitamin D and you're absorbing all this beautiful calcium, you're essentially getting it in the wrong places without magnesium.
This is like an aha moment for me because I work in healthcare and watching my son, I know he doesn't get enough vitamin D, but he has these chronic headaches, just irritable, and he's 21. So we're on the college diet of junk. So this could really be a game changer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when we think about our standard diet, it is just super saturated with calcium. So calcium is in our orange juice. Like I went to the store and I saw enriched with calcium on the orange juice. It's in our bread, our cereals. It's in everything. And unfortunately, we're not getting enough magnesium to balance that calcium out. So what calcium does in our body is it's responsible for muscle contractions. So when our heart beats, it's calcium causing our muscles to contract and magnesium causing our muscles to relax, right? Because magnesium is a natural muscle relaxant. So our heart beating is this beautiful dance of calcium and magnesium, but we're getting all this excess calcium in our diet because just about everything is enriched with calcium and we're not getting enough magnesium to balance that out. So that's why we see people with, you know, their muscle twitching under their eye, their legs, their calves are just cramping up in the middle of the night. They're dealing with restless legs. Their muscles are twitching all night long. And it's because they're getting all this calcium and not enough magnesium to really relax those muscles as well.
Now, this is a silly question, but is that, can bath bombs have magnesium in them? And that's why so many people love them. And I know people who are just addicted to them and they're like, I have to have my bath bomb. I'm like,
no, there's no silly questions. If you're getting a good quality bath bomb, many of them are going to be made with Epsom salt. So they'll have, you know, it'll have lots of other salt in there. It might have some Dead Sea salt in there, but many good, really good, high quality bath bombs will also have that magnesium sulfate, that Epsom salt. So when they're soaking, they're getting a good dose of magnesium and they're not even realizing it.
Oh my gosh. Now I'm going to have to just switch to taking baths.
Well, if you don't like taking baths, another thing you can do is soak your feet. So you can just get a foot, and a lot of people do this while they're working or while they're watching TV in the evenings. They'll get a foot basin, throw some warm water in there and 2 cups of Epsom salt and just soak your feet so that Epsom salt, that magnesium sulfate is getting into your body that way.
This is, are you writing a book? You should write a book.
No, not at the time, but you're giving me some great ideas.
Because this is so simple. This alleviates so many issues that all these prescriptions that you're getting can be eliminated because we're just missing that one mineral.
100%. And when we think about how many chronic diseases that we deal with in the US that are, people are just given blanket medications and just, you know, and when you take that medication, it gives you this other side effect. So you have to take a medication for the side effect. And then it just goes on and on and on. Imagine the incredible leaps that we would have in our health if we just all got more magnesium. Like, I don't know that the pharmaceutical companies would like that very much, but I think we could really make a huge difference that way.
Now, I know there's some go-getters out there that will take it too far. What are the signs that you may have too much magnesium? You've taken too much.
Of course. Yeah, of course. There are some people that, you know, we always have people who overdo it, right? So when it comes to magnesium, our body has this beautiful built-in safety mechanism. So, and this is for oral magnesium. So if you're taking a pill or a powder, our body will basically take all that, absorb all that it can, and any excess magnesium that our bodies can't handle will be processed through the kidneys and the digestive tract and basically will have you running to the bathroom, which is rather unpleasant, but it's not going to do you any long-term harm. It's your body's way of getting rid of the excess really quickly. So if you've ever heard of somebody saying, well, I took some magnesium, but, you know, had me in the bathroom all day, it's because they took too much all at once. That's why I always say break up your magnesium throughout the day, take it in small doses with food. So you're giving your body adequate time to absorb it all. And then when it comes to overdosing, the Office of Dietary Supplements says that overdosing typically happens at doses of 5,000 milligrams a day for several days. And that's like an obscene amount of magnesium.
So, yeah.
So as long as you're not taking that much, you're going to be okay.
Are there certain foods you kind of, because I know everything is so enriched in calcium nowadays. Is it better just to make your own orange juice? Because everybody's getting, and everybody loves cheese. Mm-hmm. I know. So everybody's eating cheese. Everything's enriched in calcium here. Should people really monitor how much dairy they're really getting versus the magnesium, or kind of match it?
I always recommend matching it. Try and get more magnesium into your life in order to counteract that. And of course, you know, if you can make stuff at home, make it, you know, do your best to eat as well as you can and to make your food at home and to not buy processed foods. Of course, that your diet is number one, right? So I always tell people that you cannot supplement your way out of a bad diet. So, you know, our first line of defense against any deficiency is get your good food in, eat the healthy stuff you're supposed to be eating. And then after eating all that healthy stuff, if you're still struggling, then add supplementation on top of that, but always start with food. That's your number one way to get healthy.
What is your best advice for people who are listening and they're starting on their journey, they're starting to eat clean? Where should they, because I know people are like, well, is powder better and it's this way, or pills better?
Yes.
Or, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. No, great question. How do you even get started with magnesium? What's the easiest, fastest, and safest way to get started? And so I always recommend people starting with simple Epsom salt soaks. You can get a bag of Epsom salt right at the grocery store. I've even seen it at the dollar store. So it's really affordable, very accessible to get yourself some Epsom salts. Start soaking. So either do that foot soak, aim to do a bath soak, soak for at least 20 minutes. Always use warm water when you're doing any one of these soaks and not hot water. Warm water will allow the Epsom salts into your body. Hot water will make you sweat and prevent you from absorbing it. So we want to work with warm water. soak for at least 20 minutes, aim to do that 2 to 3 times a week. So that's a great way to kind of get started immediately. You can do that tonight. You don't have to like run out or wait for anything. So that's a great way to get started. And then from there, start using a magnesium cream. So it's a body moisturizer that's infused with magnesium chloride, and use that as a replacement for your regular everyday body moisturizer. There are ones you can use at nighttime to help you sleep. There's ones that you can use during the day to help with energy and focus. So that's a great kind of second step. And then your third step, if you're still struggling with magnesium deficiency, is to add a supplement. When it comes to supplements, this is what can typically overwhelm people. There are over 14 different forms of magnesium out there, and each one of them has their own drawbacks, their pros, their cons, that type of thing. So that can get really overwhelming when you go on Amazon searching for a magnesium supplement, and there's like hundreds of pages of different supplements, right? That can be a little daunting for people. So the rule of thumb when you're ordering a magnesium supplement is to make sure it does not contain magnesium oxide. So magnesium oxide is a form of magnesium that only absorb at a rate of 4%. That means the other 96% are going right through your digestive system. And for most of us, it's going to have us in the bathroom all night long. So you want to avoid that magnesium oxide because it's not going to do you any favors. Better forms of magnesium include magnesium glycinate, malate, threonate. Those are all much better absorbed. They're more bioavailable. Our body can process them a lot better. And I do have like a handy cheat sheet that goes over 11 forms of magnesium, what they're good for, who should avoid them, and who should be using that form of magnesium. And I have that for free that I offer to anybody who would like it.
That is awesome. Do you have a website?
Yeah, absolutely. So I do offer, I did create my own line of magnesium infused creams, body creams, and I do have them available on our website at berootedin.com. I'm also all over social media, especially on TikTok, as well as Instagram and Facebook. And I can be found at berootedin across all those platforms. I love answering questions. So if anybody's listening today and they're like, oh, I would love to know this, or I would love to know that, I'm always available to answer questions and help out however I can. I also have tons of free resources like that magnesium cheat sheet, as well as a magnesium resource guide that's 25 pages long that covers how magnesium interacts with hormones, how it interacts with your thyroid, with your blood sugar, and all that great stuff.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can't wait to go see it. So thank you, Natalie, so much. This has been eye-opening. It's like
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so glad I was able to answer your questions, and what you're doing is amazing. I just love that you're using your platform for such good.
Thank you so much. I will definitely send everybody to you, because I'm sure with the way a lot of people on the spectrum eat, very particular, but a lot of medicines can be just alleviated if they just introduce magnesium.
I 100% agree.
All right. Thank you so much for being on the platform. And I will get this info out to everybody. Thank you so much, Natalie.
Thank you. Have an incredible day.
You too.
Wasn't she delightful? I'll put all her information in the show notes below so you can check out her website and give it a go. Think about it. You might actually do yourself some good for increasing your magnesium. I appreciate you guys. You guys have a great week, and I will see you next week.
As we wrap up another awesome episode of Adulting with Autism, just remember, we're all in this together. Keep being your amazing self, celebrating wins big and small, and facing whatever life throws your way with a smile. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, stay awesome and keep shining bright. Oh, and if you want to help our podcast grow, don't forget to share it with your friends, leave us a review, and hit that subscribe button. This is April Ratchford signing off from Adulting with Autism.